This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for the Cloud Communications Alliance and TR Publications. And today I'm with Stein Nyhaus, who is the CEO of OnReach. Stein, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Well, this is really exciting. It's been a few months since the last time we got together. The world has changed significantly in the time that has elapsed. So we're going to be getting a fresh update on what's happening at OnReach. We're also going to be talking about converged contact solutions, very important topic to all of our listeners and readers. But Stein, before we jump into all of that, what is OnReach?
So OnReach is a European provider of technologies and telecom services. And what we do is we create contact magic by enabling meaningful human contact. So that means we enable communications from a distance, and we do it by offering what we call converged contact solutions, which includes UCaaS and many other services. I'll dive into that a bit later. We are based in 25 countries with our staff, and we're servicing 9 different markets throughout Europe. And in many of those markets, I would say we are the leading challenger or the leading UCaaS provider in that local market. And very often we also combine that with mobile services. So I would say in a nutshell, that's who we are.
So that's really interesting. And I've noticed that you guys increasingly use contact instead of communications or UCaaS. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so like I said, our purpose is create contact magic, and the word contact was deliberately chosen because we feel that is where we shine as OnReach. Contact is what happens often before collaboration. So we have our own collaboration solutions, but we also provide a contact layer around other collaboration solutions. For instance, Dynamics, Salesforce, or Microsoft Teams. So we see contact as something that can happen spontaneous or planned. It can happen outbound or inbound. And it is something where our software will pop up when you need us, when that contact is coming in. For instance, allowing you to redirect an incoming mobile call while you're in a Teams call from your PC, as an example. And it's out of the way again when you don't need us. So we are there at the moment of contact, and that's where we shine. And that's also how we would summarize the industry. Of course, contact meaning here more than just voice. But nowadays, it means for sure also video. It means also chat. And it also encompasses future forms of communications, which is why we use the term a lot.
So Stein, you know, I'm old enough to remember when UC or unified communications was the hot new term. Are you saying you're really sort of going beyond UC or unified communications, the concept?
Yeah, I would say that's correct. I think we've been a bit not feeling at home with the unified communications term already for a long time, ever since we launched in 2012, for instance, our mobile service in the Netherlands. And by now, I would say we are mostly selling unified communications together with a mobile subscription, very often integrated in a very nice way. And yeah, you could still call that UC, of course, but it goes already slightly beyond that. And very recently, we have added CCaaS, so Contact Center as a Service, to our portfolio. We've expanded with productivity services such as Office 365 for many of our clients. And then just calling that UC or UCaaS, yeah, that's in my view, doesn't do justice to the complete services that we offer. I think this is why we are more comfortable with the term converged contact solutions, because for us, in the end, it is all about the contact. And to get to the contact, to make the contact efficient, in many cases, you need a lot of other services as well, which is what we call the converged part. So for us, this means, like I said, it means UCaaS and CCaaS coming together. It also means UCaaS, CCaaS, and mobile coming together. So we are able to integrate native mobile communications into a contact center solution and into a UC solution, for instance. It includes nowadays also productivity. So either us reselling Office 365 in a nice integrated way, sometimes even together with Teams, or sometimes integrating into other productivity services like Microsoft Dynamics or Salesforce. And in some cases also, or in many cases actually, for instance, in the German market, in the Dutch market, and in the Danish market, we do a lot of broadband business as well, where we are able to offer a carrier for those services, allowing a company, an SMB typically, I would say, to have that one-stop shop, or as some call it, the one throat to choke, really the one place where you can go if there's an issue or if you have questions, and we handle all of it. And this is what we call converged contact solutions.
Converged contact solutions. So this is really almost a different way of looking at communications, because it sounds like on the one hand, you have one vendor helping you, one place to go, and it handles all of your needs in terms of communications and not just person to person.
I would say that's correct. Yeah, our focus is person to person. We also are able to offer data only services in some cases. And for us, the broadband is a carrier to get to that person to person communications. But I would say at mReach, what we already recognized early on in our journey is that it's great to have a good UC or UCaaS solution, but it depends on a lot of different ingredients and factors. For instance, already in 2006 or 2007, we saw that people were complaining or having questions about the quality of voice, and then very often we found that people didn't have sufficient broadband bandwidth, just as an example, or the prioritization was not correct. That's when we already decided, look, we can either sell a problem or a solution. And for us to be able to sell a solution to our clients and to our resellers as well, so we did that also through the indirect channel, we had to add that broadband ingredient to the service. And from that moment on, I would say our converged context solutions began and expanded. We were the first voice over IP provider in the Netherlands to go into broadband. We were the first ones to become an MVNO, a full MVNO for that matter. And I would say we are now also one of the first to add contact center solutions to our portfolio and also productivity. So we're trying to stay one step ahead of the game, and we base that on what we see as the customer demand. And our expectation is that in the future, maybe 5 years from now in some markets, maybe already next year in some markets, not too many clients will say, hey, you know what, I'm in need of a new PBX, who can help me here? The question is usually a lot broader than just saying, hey, I want a new PBX. And the question is often so broad that you need different ingredients to answer it. And for us, therefore, it is quite logical to offer the whole thing combined as converged contact solutions.
So yeah, this is interesting. So it sounds like, first of all, you're saying we've gone way beyond just, you know, offering what used to be, you know, what the PBX does. We need to talk about mobility. We need to be able to offer that. And now I want to ask you a little bit about, because I think in the months that you and I have since talked, of course, the pandemic took its course. Now we seem to be entering into yet another new era of economic development, maybe a very different economic situation, post-pandemic economy. Can you put this all together for me? How does this all sort out, and what does it mean for Onreach?
That's a good question. I think what the pandemic did for Onreach, it created a lot of tailwinds for the business. So we see that, for instance, now in Germany, where we have an incredible demand all of a sudden. Not all of a sudden, but it was going slower earlier on in the German market. The cloud adoption, the move to recurring products. And now we see, I would say an explosion in the last 6 to 12 months. So post-pandemic for Germany in that demand. So I think that's a strong tailwind that we've taken from the pandemic. In addition, now there is new economic uncertainty coming. There might be a recession. Some people are talking about it, at least also in the European markets. I would say we are looking forward confidently. In general, past recessions have been quite good to us. We are selling recurring products where no large investments are needed. We try to move 100% to recurring revenue with our business. So if you're a small business and you buy from us, we have two main ingredients for you that really work well in a world where people need to look more strongly at costs. And I would say one of them is in most of our markets, we offer subscriptions that you can cancel every single month. So that means if you want to scale up temporarily because, for instance, you hired a few people or you see an opportunity, you can do that. But you don't have to commit immediately for years. So you can also scale down again when later they are not needed anymore. So you become a lot more flexible, I would say. And then on top of that, like I said, everything is subscription based. So there is no need to upfront invest large sums of capital, which was not a problem, I would say, in the past 5 or 10 years, but seems to become a problem again a bit more now when the interest rates are rising. So I would say I'm actually expecting this to create another tailwind for us as well, because we saw this in the past in periods of economic downturn. In my experience, customers move more towards an OPEX model for buying their services, so a recurring model. And this is exactly what we want to offer, and this is exactly where we are strong.
Stein, you know, I think you're maybe the first person I've talked to affirm something that I think we, you know, it's been a while since we had a really durable recession, if you will. I think you're almost the first person I've heard mention the idea that our market and specifically Onreach are companies that can actually thrive in this environment, because apparently you offer some solutions everyone needs.
Yeah, well, it's based on proof. I mean, you could say fortunately or unfortunately, we've been through quite a strong recession, of course, and Reach, I'm a co-founder of VoiceWorks, which is one of the founding members of Enreach from the Netherlands. Yeah, and it was founded in 2005. So 3 years into our existence, probably the biggest recession of the last 20, 25 years hit us. And we grew very strongly through it. And that was based on the fact that we had this model of flexibility. We had this model of being in control of your costs. And I think at that period in time, people were very worried about costs spiraling out of control. And we offer cost control. We offer certainty to our customers to know that when they need us, we are there. We can quickly scale up. And when they have a need to cut down on costs or they let people go, they will not be tied to us for long-term contracts, because we trust they will be back with their business when the business is doing better. And we show that trust also to them by not holding them to these long-term contracts. So I think in many of our market, this is was already a key selling argument, but it may be even diminished after the previous recession. And I think it will become stronger again now. Now, in addition to that, of course, what I was talking about as converged contact solutions, it becomes quite interesting, I would say, as a business, if you can get that one package for each one of your employees, where you say, okay, I want to buy converged contact solutions in one package per employee, including Office 365, including connectivity, mobile, including a contact center, if they are also an agent, including unified communications, everything in one package, and then being able to quickly say, okay, I have 20 employees, maybe tomorrow I'll have 15, we don't know, economic uncertainty, our contracts will allow for that towards our resellers and also towards the end customers. So I think that's, in my view, something that is not just a hypothesis, that it is something that is well perceived during a recession, but we can also rely on some proof from the past recession.
So what I'm understanding is, when I think about converged contact solutions, it's scalable and it also is flexible, because what I'm also hearing you say is, if I'm an IT manager and I don't know how many people will be, maybe will grow, maybe will shrink, and maybe I don't know how much hybrid is going to be. Maybe we'll be in the office, maybe not. Maybe we'll do this or that. It sounds like this offers the most amount of flexibility and you're only paying for what you use.
Yes, I would say yes, to a degree. It also, I mean, in the end, when you talk about a bundle per user, it means obviously in some cases, some users will use some parts of the bundle and some users will use other parts. I think in the end, it's also about showing trust as a vendor in our customers and saying, look, we trust that when you have to cut back, you will be back to us. We also trust in our own abilities to deliver you a great service, so that we are not saying we don't want customers, for instance, that sign up with us and either because we're doing a bad job or because they are in economic difficulties, end up having to leave us and pay us 5 years of contracts afterwards. This is in general not our philosophy and not something that we want to see. So I would say for me, that's a clear reason why in the recession, a vendor with that philosophy can thrive.
So we've been talking about this. It sounds pretty ambitious. Are these converged contact solutions available today?
They are, yes. It's of course the there in total we see roughly five, or depending on how you count, six ingredients in converged contact solutions. I think I listed them already, but I'll do it once more time. So we're talking about unified communications, we're talking about contact center solutions, we're talking about broadband services, we're talking potentially also about SIP trunking, mobile, and productivity, so workplace solutions such as Office 365. Now, in some markets, we offer all six of those ingredients. In some markets, we offer perhaps five or four. So it's a bit different per market. I would say it is our vision and it is our mission to make sure we can offer the full package in every market, but it is a journey to get there because it's not like you can get for instance a good broadband deal in every single country quickly in Europe. The markets are quite different. It's also not like you can get a mobile MVNO contract in every country that easily, although we have it now in nine, so we are quite well equipped there. So it is a journey to get to the full portfolio. So in many markets you can already buy everything today. I would say the main market there would be the Netherlands. In some markets a few ingredients regions are still missing. This is probably Denmark. This is probably Germany. And then there are some markets where we still have some steps to go. For instance, if you look at France, where we just launched, we still have a quite limited portfolio, but we are planning to expand this. So it's clear where we are going. And in some markets, we are able to offer the full picture already. And in those that we can't, we are moving quickly to get to that point.
So, you know, as we finish up our podcast today, you mentioned six ingredients that go into casserole of converged contact solutions. Among those six things, what makes Enreach sort of stand out?
I think since our foundation, at the core of everything has always been unified communication, so UCaaS, where we built our own software on. And I would say recently we've expanded this with CCaaS. So this is clearly the heart of Enreach. Of course, there are many UCaaS and CCaaS vendors in the market, but where we stand out, I would say, is that we are integrating them together and recognizing the fact that there might be a lot of UCaaS users who could use some of the feature set of CCaaS, but are not willing to pay for the full license there. Now, on top of that, I would say the ingredient more towards the connectivity angle where we really are shine and where we are really recognized for is mobile. We are an MVNO or full MVNO in 9 different countries in Europe. We are able to offer mobile SIM cards and numbers in all those countries and very seamlessly integrate them with both our CCaaS and our UCaaS solutions. And you can create some really great stuff that way. For instance, you can say, look, you can dial out from your mobile phone with your fixed numbers. Your colleagues can see whether you're busy or not also on your mobile number. You can have your business number and your private number both coming in onto the same SIM card. And when you are a contact center agent, you're working from home and you just have your mobile phone available, still you can make the call. All the calls will be logged into the CRM automatically, even if you do it straight from your mobile GSM phone. So I think there we are really the leaders in fixed mobile convergence, and that is where we really stand out. Our solution, our mobile PBX, so our UCaaS solution, is the best one for mobile integration, I would say, that is out there in the markets, for sure in the European markets. Because we are also able to offer that mobile connectivity, and because we are really at the point where the mobile networks meets the software, and we've built a lot of that software that makes that connections possible, and that creates some really great user experiences. And not just what we have today, but a lot more coming around the corner. For instance, very recently, we launched even a solution on top of Microsoft Teams, where if you're in a Teams call, everybody knows this, and you get an incoming mobile call, we can detect that you're already in a Teams call and play back a busy tone or forward the call to someone else or go straight to voicemail, therefore allowing you to keep your focus on what you're currently doing. And that's really where we believe we can add a lot of value as Enreach. So I would say the UCaaS and CCaaS coming together, and on top of that, the mobile, that's the parts where we shine the most and where we add the most value.
Well, Stein, this has been most interesting, and I'm really happy that we ended on the issue of mobility and so on, because I think we can both agree that's probably where it's at anyways.
Yeah, I think what you see is that it's something we started in 2012 in the Netherlands. By then, we were maybe a bit early. But yeah, now if you look at the markets in Europe, for instance, in Finland, I think there we have hundreds of thousands of users in Finland, and only 1% of them or something is on a fixed phone. The rest is mobile only. That's the most extreme case. And then there's markets where we have just launched mobile and everything is still on a fixed phone. And I firmly believe, I'm not saying every market will be 99% mobile only, but it might get to that point. But for sure, a large part of the base will only use the mobile phone to communicate from. And yes, they can use your app, and that is great. But in many cases, they need the reliability of the native mobile network, and so the voice network. And that's really what we can bring into that UCaaS solution.
Well, Stein, this has been really interesting, a great update on Enreach for both the Cloud Communications Alliance readers and also the TR publications. Where can we learn more about Enreach?
Well, for sure on our website, www.enreach.com. But of course, also feel free to contact me on LinkedIn if you have any questions, Stein Nyhuis. It's difficult to spell, but I'm sure there will be a nice link or perhaps an email address below. Happy to answer any questions anyone might have, especially the members of the CCA. As always, the website is a good starting point, I would say.
Well, I hope everybody makes a visit. I hope everyone enjoyed our podcast today. And I'm looking forward to talking to you maybe in 6 months or less to see what's happening with Enreach as we enter 2023 and maybe even a different economic environment still again. But for now, Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Talk again soon, and let's hope it's not during a recession.
Let's hope.